Question number six. How can I communicate my needs in a way that truly empowers my relationship with this person? Now, unfortunately, this is a question not too many people ask in communications, especially when they're upset. And remember, what screws up human communication? When people get stressed, when they get upset. And one of the things that happens is we don't stop to think about how we're communicating. Why are we communicating again? Because we want to feel good. And if we want to feel good long term, we got to make sure other people feel good as well. So the best thing we can do to really meet our needs is find out what are our needs, and then how can we communicate them in a way that truly empowers our relationship? Because we don't want to just feel good in the moment. We want to maintain our relationship and have it expand and grow. So what are your options? Well, if you don't ask this question, your options are to go with what you do automatically. And what you do automatically is either just keep it inside and build up to explode, or maybe what you do is you just unload on people along the way or dump on people. You don't want to do that. That kind of communication won't work for you. And we all do it, and we all make the mistake. But what we want to do is do it a lot less often. And this reality check is exactly what it says. It's a checklist. Just like if I'm going to take off on my helicopter, there's certain things I want to check on each time because it's real important. If you have an important relationship, before you respond, you want to go through these questions. And this one's critical. So when I start asking myself, okay, how could I communicate this to her in a way where I could really empower my relationship, I started to come up with ways of doing it. And I thought, well, if I make her wrong again, obviously that's not going to empower the relationship. If I attack her, that's not going to work. If I ignore it, it's not going to get any better. You know, I got to be sincere. I got to be honest. How could I do this? I would do anything for somebody if they just say, I need your help. But if they say, you're making me mad, that doesn't get me to want to help them. And I said, I think I'm like most people. So I started thinking, okay, if I went to this woman, I said, I need your help. I think that would change the way she responds than if I said, I have to talk to you about something, I'm very upset about it. Or if I said, we need to talk. That doesn't set people up to be able to hear you very well. So I thought that's one good approach. She's really a great lady, she really wants to support, and if I ask for her help, she probably will help me. Secondly, I thought, well, if I tell her how I felt, she may still interpret that as making her wrong. So what I need to do is make it clear that when this situation happened the other day, I misinterpreted something. In other words, I need to give her the benefit of the doubt since I don't know what's really going on. And thirdly, I thought, you know, what am I really doing? I just need to get some clarification. So that's what I should talk to her about. Not that I have to, you know, straighten something out, but I just need to clarify something. Clarifying feels a lot lighter than straightening everything out. So my strategy when I come to answer this question of how can I communicate my needs in a way that truly empowers my relationship is, number one, I take a look at when to communicate it. I want to be intelligent. I want to do it when they're stressed out of their mind and they won't be able to hear me. Two, I don't want to say, we need to talk. I want to come to the person and say, you know, I need your help. You know, the other day, and be real specific, the other day when this situation happened, I misinterpreted that to mean that you really didn't care. And you know what? I know that's not true. Why would you say that? Why would you say, I know that's not true? Because you want to make sure this person understands you appreciate them and you don't ever question their intent. So I said, I know that's not true. And what I just need from you is some clarity as to why this thing didn't get done, because, you know, I just don't understand. And she looked at me and she just softened. You could see her shoulders just drop. And I said, you know, last night when we talked and this thing was supposed to get done on the dictation, and, you know, my misinterpretation was I made it really clear that it had to be done. And when it didn't happen, I misinterpreted that to mean that, you know, you weren't as committed as I am to get the project done. And, you know, I know that's not true because I know who you are. I know how committed you are. But I just need some clarification because it's a little frustrating me as to what really happened. And she said, you know, thank you so much for saying this way, because she said, you know, I've really been dreading talking to you about this. She says, I feel really bad. But she said, the truth of the matter is I did go to get it done. And we hired a local firm here to transcribe it, and they didn't get it done because they couldn't understand the tape. They didn't understand some of your terminology, so they just decided not to do it. And I didn't find out till about 4:30 in the afternoon, and you were going on stage at 5, so I thought I probably shouldn't tell you right before you got on stage, or you'd be thinking you're going to be up all night. I was trying to support you. Boy, I felt pretty stupid, pretty sheepish. She said, I know I should have told you. And she said, I should have been there afterwards to tell you. She said, you know, but I got pulled out of the meeting and these other girls told you, and they told you in a way I feel really bad about. She said, you know, I would do anything to support you. I'll stay up all night if necessary to get this thing done. I said, well, gosh, you know, I really appreciate the clarification, and I'm really sorry I even thought those negative thoughts. And, you know, we do need to do something in the future so this never happens again. She goes, yeah, I know, I should have followed up. I said, nah, you know, I wouldn't have thought of it. And all of a sudden, I'm defending her, you know? And that's the neat thing about communication. See, what I found, what most people do is when most people get communicated to, like if you come to most people and say, you know, I'm concerned about this, or I need your help, or worse, you know, you screwed up here. What most people do is either deny it, or they justify it and saying, well, it wasn't my fault, or they blame you for it. They turn around and say, it's your fault, you didn't communicate it strongly enough. Do any one of these three approaches really work?